Melanie, thank you for appearing on the Justice League News Hour. Your cartoon is certainly gaining a tremendous amount of popularity. Can you provide me with a quick background of the issue that you're depicting in your cartoon?
Thank you. My cartoon is about how gun violence happens and influential politicians will give their condolences and prayers to all the victims but won't change the gun laws because of the Second Amendment. On the left of my cartoon, the legislators on Capitol Hill are saying they hate gun violence, and on the right, there's a Las Vegas cemetery with many, many, many gravestones to represent all the people that died in the Las Vegas shooting. Above all the mess in America, in the middle of the cartoon, the Second Amendment is in a safe with angel wings and a halo. The Constitution is locked up to represent how, because of the legislators' current, more popular ideology, the Second Amendment will never change. And the angelic features are to represent how, in my opinion, the legislators see the Second Amendment as a crucial founding principle of our country, almost like a patriotic angel looking over us.
This is certainly something that we hear about every day. Is it recent events that inspired you to create this important image?
Well, when the Las Vegas mass shooting happened, it really shook me up that something like this could happen in this day and age, especially in America. I wanted to do something about it, but I'm not really in the position to do that. And the people that are in a position of power, like the legislators, aren't doing anything but sending their prayers. And that's what inspired me to make this. My current views are dissenting of the popular politicians, in the sense that I want them to change the gun laws. When the Second Amendment was created, it was crucial to have a gun for safety, but now that gun technology has evolved and the country is more urbanized, this amendment is hurting more people than it's protecting. Of course, I have a bias on this because I've never lived in a situation where it is necessary for my family and I to have a firearm, but I also live in Chicago, which has some of the highest crime rates in the entire country, and much of that is violent crime involving guns.
With your cartoon being so topical, what kind of reaction do you think you're going to get?
I hope that this cartoon will reach people and open them up to changing the gun laws in America. I want people to talk to their local mayors and congressmen about this issue and vote for a legislator in the next election that might try and change the gun laws. Obviously, this solution isn't going to work for everyone in America, but 80% of Americans live in urban areas, and not everyone needs a gun in the cities. I also don't expect this cartoon to have the most positive reaction in society, but people that have different ideologies than my own will at least be aware of the other point of view.
So why do you think this is so important to share?
People keep dying in America from gun violence. I feel like every week there's a new shooting or terrorist attack. Like, for example, just a couple days ago, a church, 25 people died in a church shooting in Texas. And we just forget it happens instead of doing anything about it. Like, another example, the Orlando Pulse shooting. That happened a little bit over a year ago, and nobody talks about that anymore. Like, people, I'm sure half the people in this country, like, don't even remember it happened. But the people, like, the victims and the families of the victims will probably have to deal with that for the rest of their lives. And there's no perfect solution to this issue, but there are definitely things that can be done to help. So let's stop letting these terrible things happen in our country.
Melanie, thank you so much for being on our show. With this being such a hot topic, I'm sure we're going to hear about more about it in the future.
Thank you so much.